From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of the dead are people who were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect Islamic State behind the attack. The French news agency reports at least 7 buses were parked at the gas station in the village of Shomali when the bomb went off. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of Aleppo whose food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein has more.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. Western diplomats expressed concern that the airstrike risks bringing Syria and Turkey into an armed conflict with each other. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup. The non-binding EU motion for a largely symbolic freeze in membership talks is unlikely to be accepted by individual governments. This is VOA News. Hurricane Otto came ashore Thursday in Nicaragua, hitting the coast of that country and Costa Rica with 175-kilometer winds. Otto is the 7th Atlantic hurricane of the season. A 7.0 earthquake struck El Salvador's Pacific coast. A tsunami warning was issued. There were no immediate reports of casualties. A wildfire moved Thursday through the Israeli city of Haifa. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes. Israeli leaders raised the possibility that Arab assailants had intentionally set the blaze. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Speaking at a joint news conference in Brussels with European Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, Poroshenko said he gave Trump details about the situation in eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday at Oxford University that Trump has expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation the two had last week. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. He is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. Calls among Hillary Clinton supporters for a recount of votes in 3 key U.S. states grew louder this week on the news that her national popular vote lead surpassed 2 million, along with reports of voter irregularities in some counties. Last week, Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta spoke with a few election lawyers and computer scientists who urged him to ask for a recount in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Former Green Party candidate Jill Stein has so far raised $2.7 million, enough to pay for the recount in Wisconsin. Americans are marking the annual Thanksgiving holiday today with family gatherings, turkey dinners, and parades. The holiday has traditionally been a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. In 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a measure into law, making the fourth Thursday of each November an official Thanksgiving holiday. NATO has ended Operation Ocean Shield after a drop-off in attacks by Somali pirates. The Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance missions for NATO. For more on these and other stories, check out our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.